was es als Schein Graphen zu sein, ne? Was, und sie hat hier heute ein Bild, ein Hintergrundbild, was auch Graphen ist, Graphenoxid. Und was Graphen macht, es reagiert ja auf EMF, also auf elektromagnetische Frequenzen. Dort fangen ja an, diese Dinger sich zu bewegen. Man hat das teilweise in der Medizin gehabt, um gewisse, glaube ich, Venen auch zu reinigen. Aber in der Impfung hat das natürlich nicht diesen Zweck, Sinn und Zweck. Und Graphenoxid ist hochgradig schlecht für den Menschen, denn es wirkt es in derselben Art wie Spike-Proteine und wie EMF. Es zerstört innerhalb der Zellen, also die Elektromagnet, also das Elektron oder diese, was auch immer
es,
in dieser...
Ja, es entzieht Elektronen, hat sie gesagt, oder so?
Genau, genau. Ja. Okay. Zerstört es. Und was sie im Patienten beschreibt, ist dieses Carbon 60. Ja?
This is Carbon 60. And it looks like it's named for fullerene, for Buckminster Fuller, that made those carbon, those geodesic domes. Mm-hmm. And on the outside, it has a lot of electrons on the outside of this, and it can donate those electrons and get rid of some of the damage from graphene. And it can get rid of heavy metals as well. It's really, this was a Nobel Prize in chemistry for this invention. Very cool thing. But it's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Since the 70s, I think, or maybe 80s.
Wow.
Yeah. Also so that's what I use. That's one of my programs.
Wow. Also das ist das, womit Dr. Lee Merritt arbeitet, mit diesem Carbon 60. Das besitzt, ist ganz rund und hat ganz viele Elektronen. Und es sorgt dafür, dass es, wenn es im Körper dann ist, diesen Schaden angerichtet durch die Impfung, unter anderem, nämlich das Entziehen von Elektronen, gibt es sozusagen zurück ins System. Und es kann auch Schwermetalle ausleiten aus dem Körper und so weiter.
So, here's the graph you sent me. I just put it up.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, this is my website. And if you click on this red button and you go down here, you go to what to do for vaccine remorse. And I tell you exactly what I'm doing and what I tell people to do in case. And at the bottom, I have, I talk about carbon 60 in here, right there, carbon 60. But there's a bunch of other things, you know, like selenium, I think is critical to people that have taken the vaccine. And I pretty much take these anyway myself, because I think in this world right now, this is what I'm spending my money on, is making sure I have the right, and I'm even digging up dandelions out of my garden so that I, oh, here's your, this is the other one. So yes, if you look at, good. If you look at this graph that Ted's sharing now, this is time. So time flows along the bottom, okay? From left to right, time is moving forward. The toxicity or the damage from the vaccine is as you go up. Each one of those dots represents a number of lots of these vaccines. I think, yeah. And if that lot had over 2,000 or 1,500 or 1,000 adverse events, that brought it up above those lines. Okay, so that's what that is. So if you look at that and you go from left to right, you can see the dots are kind of scattered at first. But then at the top of that slope line, you can see a bunch of dots. That's a toxic bunch that was released by Pfizer. This is all Pfizer. And then there's a pause. And then there's another toxic dose, but a little less. And then a pause, then a toxic dose, a little less. And you can see how it goes down until they get to the baseline. Mm-hmm. That is a dose. That's what we call in science a dose response curve.
A dose
response. And that's an evil thing to be experimenting on the people of the world, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Also,
that should have been done before it was rolled out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also was wir hier sehen, ist nochmal die Grafik, was wir vorhin angesprochen hatten mit den Dosen, die erst sehr hochgradig giftig waren und mit der Zeit dann aber, man sieht immer so gewisse Abstände, hochgradig giftig im Sinne von auch die Menge an Nebenwirkungen, die sie verursachen, die Impfungen. Und mit der Zeit sieht man, dass das nach und nach sozusagen nach unten, man nennt das eine Dosis Rückantwortkurve. Ich habe es jetzt ganz flapsig mal übersetzt. Es zeigt einfach an, es ist einfach ein Experiment durchgeführt an Menschen, wie hier eben sichtbar ist mit der Zeit. wie diese Kurve nach unten sinkt. Also erst ein hoher Grad an Nebenwirkungen, mit der Zeit nahmen sie dann ab wieder, dann ist eine Pause, dann ist wieder ein paar Nebenwirkungen, dann ist wieder Pause. Und ja, das ist einfach ja Experiment an Menschen, was eigentlich hätte vor jeglicher Anwendung schon auf andere Art und Weise durchgeführt werden müssen.
Ich habe jetzt gesehen, dass man Carbon 60 auch oder Kohlenstoff 60 auch kaufen kann, das Nahrungsergänzungsmittel mit Öl. Das ist so ein Öl oder so.
Also Carbon 60 nochmal auf der Webseite von Dr. Lee Merritt kann man.
Saskia, it's easier if you tell them my website, it's easier for them to write themedicalrebel.com.
TheMedicalRebel.com. Rebel.com.
I can share it now if you want.
Yeah, we can share it.
Dort ist nochmal ein Informationsblatt darüber, wenn man die Impfung erhalten hat, was man tun kann, um bestimmte Dinge aus dem Körper wieder auszuleiten. Man kann das aber auch anwenden, wenn man die Impfung noch nicht hat, einfach um das System zu stützen. Und Carbon 60, wie ja Gerhard gerade sagt, ist eines der dort aufgeführten Mittel. Okay.
Try that here. Here we go. I've got it now. Then I can share this. Let me see here. Well, let's see here. Okay.
Also zwischenzeitlich kann ich auch sagen, ich habe am Mikroskop selbst auch getestet, dass diese schwarzen Fäden sich dann bewegen, wenn man sie anhaucht. Im Verhältnis dazu aber, wenn ich ein kochendes Wasser drauf gebe oder so, dass sie sich nicht bewegt haben. Und was ich nicht getestet habe, ist, ob sie auf elektromagnetische Strahlung sich auch bewegen, das wäre noch interessant.
Das wäre vielleicht fürs nächste Mal, Gerhard. Ja.
Und was macht Ted inzwischen?
Er sucht noch was raus.
Yeah, I'm having some trouble trying to get back into the screen here.
Well, I think I just showed him my website. That's okay, Ted.
Okay, good.
I just showed him. I went to screen share and just showed him it's
you're still screen sharing, Lee.
Oh,
that's why.
Is it Ted sharing?
Yeah, I'm trying to share it here, but
you're on screen sharing, Ted. You just have to get out of it for a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll sharing and I'll share for a minute. I'll get.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Now, Lee, you have to stop your screen sharing.
Oh, it says that Ted's screen sharing. I don't have.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Finally.
It says Ted's screen.
Yeah, it's just Ted.
Okay. I will stop my share.
You can't get Ted out.
Okay, I'll stop my share. So, there, you can go back. There we go.
There we go. Uh-huh. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, all right, good.
So I'll put up that. Did you see it, though, when I showed it before? I mean, I don't need to show it again. I was just going to show the how to get to the okay, it went up on how to get to the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I can send you a copy, too, of that protocol. And again, it's a work in progress. When we learn more, we put more up.
Right. Well, you're doing such great work, Dr. Merritt, and I'm so happy to have you on today.
Thanks for having me on. I hope the next time we talk, we've all had a great Christmas. We're all out of this mess. You know, all these countries decide we're not going to lock our people down anymore. It's just we're not doing it. Right. But I don't think it's going to happen in America. You know, I can't say anything about California and New York, but I'm going to tell you where I am. nobody is listening to Dr. Fauci anymore. Nobody is going to go into lockdown. If I'm wrong, we're really in trouble. But yeah. I don't think so.
I live in a very bad state. Washington State is run by the Inslee. He's terrible. He's building concentration camps about an hour and a half south of Seattle for the unvaccinated.
Right.
What else? Oh, they've just rolled out a.
That's happening in Australia.
Really? Yeah, they've just rolled out a QR code. Their next step here is to force people to take the shot in order to buy food. That's what they're doing in British Columbia as of Saturday, and they're doing that in Australia as well. So, I mean, you're lucky where you live. Nice. Here, all the way along the coast, it's bad. Oregon's bad. California's bad. And then to top it off, Newsom took the third booster shot about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then he got the Guillain-Barré disease, according to my sources. And then I think he's dead by now. And then they replaced him with a clone, body double. Somebody came
in. I can tell you that he disappeared for a long time, which isn't normal, even with this.
Right.
So he should have had the best of care. He should have had, and by the way, 200 of our Congress people, our legislators at the federal level, took ivermectin that they won't let us have. They use it for themselves and their families, but they won't let us have it. Mm-hmm. So this tells you whom we're up against.
Right. And it shows how much they care about us.
All right. That's the one thing we can absolutely guarantee, that this has nothing to do with your government caring about us or you. They don't really care about us at all, and never have in the history of mankind.
Right. It has always been like this, but now we can all see it. They hide it before very well, but now it's
this has been the great reveal.
Yes.
Right.
So now we all have to do the right thing. And the simplest thing, you know, I heard someone say there are three phases to revolution. The first phase is awakening the people to the need for it. And the second phase is passive resistance. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in Australia, you saw those people like Gandhi. They were lying down in front of the steps of the parliament, just plugging up so that the legislatures would have had to walk over them. And that's us in the Midwest not wearing the masks when there was a mask mandate. Mm-hmm. That's our best thing to do. We don't want it, because the third phase is a shooting bloody war. Right. And we don't want that. So to be free, we just have to realize there are only about 150 of the people that are pulling the strings here, and there are 7.8 billion of us. True. Just don't comply.
Right.
Just don't go in your house. Don't wear a mask. Whatever you do, don't wear a mask anywhere. The only exception I make is I go on an airplane, and I wish I had my mask handy. I have a plague mask, like a plague doctor's mask. the scariest thing, nobody looks at me funny. They think that's normal.
Really? This is really scary, right?
It's horrible.
I never have used a mask until today, not even once. But if I have to use one day, I will use one.
Or get some kind of snarky thing written on it. Like, I have one that says...
I would put a hole
here. Right. Masks don't control viruses, they control you.
Right. And,
but I had this, I mean, this thing stood out like this. I mean, it was like way out. I got off the plane and the Southwest airline flight attendant said, "Thank you for flying Southwest." Didn't even look at me like.
Funny.
You know, the captain came out and waved, and nobody thinks it's odd anymore. Uh-huh. We've normalized George Orwell.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Southwest has their headquarters in Dallas. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott just came out with an executive order a couple of weeks ago banning any companies, including Southwest, from mandating the shots.
Right.
Then the president and CEO of Southwest said he was going to defy Governor Abbott's executive order. So it's going to get real interesting what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I think that, first of all, it already violates federal law to have the shot mandated, and it violates every principle of medical ethics.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you don't have to mandate me having some ice cream, you only have to mandate things people really don't want.
Right.
You know,
that's true.